Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 69. Perspective training will change your life. Perspective change leads to behaviour change, and you behave your way to success or failure one day at a time. This shows how your perspective is crucial to your life trajectory, and it can be trained just like anything else. I'll show you three ways to train your perspective in this episode. I think I messed up the intro a small bit, but not ours doing it again. So, with the perspective training, this is something very useful and very interesting. And I think it was Skinny Gaz on Instagram who first said it like this. And I'd already kind of started maybe one or two of the steps that I'm going to go through here. But it was the way he laid it out when he talked about perspective training that really started to change my perspective on it, and I've been using this kind of model ever since. So like I said in the intro, perspective change leads to behavior change. So if you're ever thinking like, what's the point of listening to this or like trying to dive into my perspective, it's going to change your life. Because again, everything is a perspective. Like as some of the old philosophers will say, like there is no actual truth. It's just a perspective from somebody. So your perspective is the way that you view the world. And if you change your perspective, what's going to happen? Your behavior is going to change. And like I said, you actually behave your way to success or failure in whatever it is that you're trying to do one day at a time. Okay, so if we change our perspective, we change our behavior, we change our life trajectory. So further perspective training, and why I phrase it like that is because when we hear the word training, we understand that we can improve at it. And that's the truth. So yeah, instead of thinking like, I just have a certain perspective or attitude on life and I can never change it. That's not true. You adopted it from someone, from your parents, from society. You're able to change it. Okay, so it's called perspective training. And another reason I call it that is because you don't just do it once and then it's done forever. You don't just, you know, oh, get a bit of better perspective, watch this video, we'll say, and then never train your perspective again and expect it to be good for life. It's not going to happen, okay? It needs constant work. Could be a few minutes a day, reading a bit of a book that helps you, listen to a podcast when you're eating your lunch, whatever. Yeah, that's another reason I call it training, is because let's say even clients that I've helped, and then let's say when they finish up and months later they might get back on to me saying, oh, I dropped off, might need your help again, or even just a few messages. Because yeah, nothing is kind of finite in life, like your perspective, your body, even the body is a great example. I can't just go to the gym for 5 years, get in great shape, and then be like, right, that's done for life, and never go to the gym again. Like, it's just going to decline. So to go into the three different levels of perspective training, number one is experiencing it, number two is listening to it, and then number three is reading it. So it's kind of like a tiered list where, in my opinion, what's the best way to change your perspective? And the best way is to experience something. The second best way is to listen to something, and then the third best way is to read it, okay? And I'll go through a few examples, like ones from my own life that link in here. Excuse me. So, number one, experiencing something. When we're talking about perspective, we could be talking about lots of different things, but for this example, I'll use Asia, and my perspective here was just about gratitude, okay? Because there's lots of different ways to do things. Look, there's no one way to skin a cat, and a lot of it can be individual and what works for you. But for me personally, like writing something down, you know, like a gratitude journal. That's kind of a popular thing. Like every morning, you write something down that you're grateful for. Yeah, that I can see how that works. It's been proven in some cases. I've even done it before. But to me, that's kind of way down the list. Like it's not the same as experiencing something, okay? So for example, I'm going to go into an example that I had from Asia where I literally saw people in poverty. And like that's going to be so much more life-changing in terms of my perspective and then my behavior and my life trajectory than sitting here, you know, in this first world country of Ireland and just writing down, I am grateful because I'm not poor. Does that make sense? Like it's just so much further down the list than actually flying over to these poor countries and experiencing it. That's what really is going to change it for you. So I've done different solo travels. I solo traveled Europe in, I can't remember the years now, was it 2022? And I think I solo traveled Asia in 2023. I did like 3 month stints, so 3 months in Europe, 3 months in Asia. And again, from the experiences in Asia, like two memories I'll never forget in terms of gratitude was doing a tour of the rice fields. Yeah, as a friend joked, when you go over to Asia, you realise Uncle Ben doesn't make the rice. You know, it comes from somewhere. People are in the rice fields, like, slogging away all day, every day to get us this rice that we just go down and pay €1 for, or whatever, €2 in the shop. So it was on the rice fields in Asia, seeing what has to be done, and, like, it's massive. The rice field is massive. It's this big kind of slope, and there's different... I wouldn't even know the right words, but kind of like slants in it, and people are working on each of those slants. And yeah, when I was there doing the tour, like I just remember at one stage, and obviously people are just working away and obviously kind of looking up at us tourists. And at one point, I just remember some older lady, probably my mother's age, just like glancing up at me like 5 feet away. And like we just looked, she looked in my eyes and I just looked in her eyes, and she's like, nearly up to her knees in like dirty water. Yeah, like working with, like doing the plants and different stuff there as well. And it was just like, oh my God, like this is, you know, yeah, like that's her life every day out here doing hard work up until like she was in her 60s, you know, just like my mum will say. So it's just, yeah, like what? That changed my perspective better than writing anything down. I can't get that experience from being here in Ireland and just writing, I'm glad I'm not poor. Like some people are in Asia will say. So yeah, like I'll never forget that moment. And even when I feel like I'm going through tough times, or I feel like I'm getting the perspective of like, oh, I have life tough, that's one thing that'll pop into my head, and that instantly changes my perspective, and then it instantly changes my behavior. I stop feeling like a victim, and I feel grateful. I'm actually like, no, wait a minute, Mark, remember that day when you saw that woman, and my problems just nothing in comparison. And it's, look, it's a separate thing. It's not to gaslight people, gaslight yourself. But yeah, that's just the truth of the world, that I have it a lot better than most people. So that was one example. And the second example in Asia then was, again, me, like, you live like a king over there. If you have any sort of money, you go to Asia, you live like a king. Me there getting my Uber motorcycle from my apartment with a pool to the coffee shop to do work on my laptop and my online coaching. I know, tough life. And that costs like €1. Like, your money goes so much further over there. But I think it was getting off the motorcycle and going into the coffee shop, which was unreal, like a savage coffee shop. And there was a building site just across the road, and I looked over and there was a guy working on the building site, and he had a box for a hat. You know, like, it's like, yeah, you just nearly laugh at that. Like, I kind of looked, and I looked back again. I was like, he's wearing a box on. He can't even afford a hat. Or, you know, it was just madness. Like, he literally had a box that was cut out at the front, like a peaked cap. You know, and it's just, again, like I'm saying, if you're living in places like Ireland and had a, you know, lucky to have a good upbringing and stuff like that, yeah, just to think that someone probably can't even afford a hat or whatever was going on there, and he literally just has a box on his head for a hat. So yeah, just, I'll always remember those two moments. They'll never be kind of taken away from me, or they'll never be kind of watered down. Like, I can instantly kind of bring myself to those two moments, and like I'm saying, instantly changes my perspective, instantly changes my behavior, and it makes me more grateful, because those examples were, let's say, changing my perspective to be more grateful. So number two then is listening to it. So not as effective. Like I said, number one, once experiencing something is the best way to get the most out of it, get the most perspective change. But number two is listening to it. And I've been doing this for years with Jocko Willink's podcast. So it's called Jocko Podcast, and it's about war stories. So again, like, it's not to say you have to do this, because again, people are different, but I'm listening to his podcast probably nearly 10 years. And I don't listen to it as much now, but when I was really consistent with it, it definitely changed my perspective, and I was definitely more grateful. We'll just stick on the point of being grateful for these examples, because every Sunday, usually, I'd listen to his podcast, whether I might be cleaning the apartment or doing the shopping, kind of when there's a bit of dead time and I just need to do some sort of task, but I don't need to think about the task, and I put in Jocko's podcast, and yeah, you'd literally be hearing war stories from war heroes, from war veterans, about people being blown up and people being taken hostage, and, you know, hostages being killed and raped, and just like all this stuff that is completely alien to us. Yeah, we've seen it on the news, maybe at some point in your life, but like hearing the stories from the people who were there and experienced it, like I'm saying, it's best to experience it. I'm not a soldier, I'm not going to be in war, so what's the next best thing is I could listen to someone who has been there. And again, like actually listening to those people who are like, you know, tearing up trying to tell these stories, and you can hear the emotion in their voice and everything. Like I'd be tearing up listening to it, you know, just cleaning the house or even doing the shopping. I wonder sometimes, like, people probably thought I got bad news or something, like, I'm, you know, tearing up there just doing the shopping because I'm listening to these stories and they're having such an effect on me in terms of changing my perspective. And I'll give you one that stuck with me. So Matthew Bradford was a guy that was on the Jocko podcast, and I followed him since I heard that episode. And for him, so he was in war, he was a soldier, but it was an IED, so like an explosive device that I believe he stood on, or was it in the car and the car went over it. But basically he lost his legs, he lost his two legs, and he was blinded. Okay, so lost his two legs and was blinded. And, jeez, I'm even getting a bit emotional now saying it, but look, that's fine. It's not the whole point of it. But, like, his perspective on life was no legs, no vision, no problems. Look, it's fine. I'm going to leave this in because this is the point of it, isn't it? Listening to someone who has been through terrible things and is still able to have that kind of perspective and attitude on life. That's the good stuff, isn't it? That is the good stuff. So again, you can see it. You can see, I don't need to tell you. You can see the impact that that had on me. And, you know, from someone who suffered with chronic pain and stuff like that, I know how much that affects you. But then take it to that level. Yes, I had chronic pains in my neck and my back and all these other things. I've got my legs, I've got my vision, you know, and hearing, like I said, him, legs blown off, blinded in both eyes with shrapnel, and like, yeah, it's just such a positive guy, such a good attitude and perspective on life. And yeah, that's his tagline. Like, what a legend. Like, no legs, no vision, no problems. And even the other stuff is coming back to me, like he'd say, I can't see, but my vision for life is 2020. Like, fuck me. Like, you know, that's the power of the human spirit there. That's the stuff that gets me going. And hopefully I'm giving on to you guys as well in different ways. But there you go. Like, just from listening to this guy, been through incredibly tough experiences, and he's able to come out the other end and have that perspective and attitude for life. You know, couldn't be more inspired by stories like that. And it shows me, like, it's literally been people like him and other guys that have massively inspired me to go on and, let's say, do anything that I've done. If you think I've done anything impressive in any realm, like, it's been fueled by stories like these guys pushing forward, showing me the way on what's possible. And again, the whole don't settle attitude thing, like, I believe this is part of human nature. Like, it's part of human nature that everyone has and they're able to access, but not everyone does in their lifetime. It's there. Like, argue me on that. We all come from, we've all the same DNA coming from our ancestors who didn't settle for swinging out of trees in Africa, came all the way to conquer the world, flying rockets to other planets and all these things. We all have that within us in our DNA, but usually it takes some sort of terrible experience to pull it out of you. And look, I have my whole guy who didn't settle story with the chronic pain. You can look up the documentary if you're watching this on YouTube. But there's Matthew Bradford's story. Like, I can only imagine the amount of people he's inspiring, including me, clearly, with his story. And then the third one is reading it. So to me, yeah, like I'm saying, experience it first, listening to it second, because when you listen to it, you can hear the emotions and everything involved with it. Reading it then, bit less stimulating, but you can still get a lot from it. So the example that I had there was Man's Search for Meaning book. So I think I actually talked about that last week. About Viktor Frankl's experience of the Holocaust and even coming out of the Holocaust, that he was still able to get control of his attitude. And I said the quote last week about, like, the only thing that can't be taken from man is their attitude. Or you could say their perspective as well. And other books that I read that really helped my perspective around Stoicism books, and one was called The Obstacle is the Way. And that is all about taking the bad things in life that come at you and learning how to flip them into something positive. And the way that I put that, like with the chronic pain with my clients, would say, if you can't do what you want, do what you can. But a lot of it is all coming from these philosophies that I learned from Stoicism, from these other people, taking those bad moments and turning it into something good. And then a book, Anti-Fragile by Nassim Taleb. that's coming from the same angle. So as you can see there, they're the three levels. That's how I look at it. I realized your perspective changes your behavior. So if I want to change my behavior, I need to start training my perspective. And this is something within my control, something I can train consistently, just like my body. And then when I thought, like, what actually changes my perspective the most? That's the tier I put in. Experiencing something. Experiencing it yourself. That's how you get the best perspective on it. Like, for me, I'm so grateful to have a healthy body and to be able to train jiu-jitsu in the gym and things that I love. Why? Because I lived in chronic pain for 10 years and there was times, like years added up, where I couldn't do those things. So I experienced that. But then again, in terms of being grateful, listening to it, like the Matthew Bradford story, obviously got a bit emotional there, thought I'd be fine. But look, that's it. It just shows the power of it. It shows the power that you can get from other people telling their stories and showing the emotion. That's why I'm fine to leave these things in there, because look, most of the world is fake. And that's the stuff that I love. That's the stuff that gets me going. Stories like that from Matthew Bradford. And then the last one is reading it. So we'll finish up with a quote from Jocko, actually. And when we're talking about perspective, I thought this was just a good way to finish it, because he said this quote before: if you're in the woods and don't know where to go, start walking. And the point of that was, your perspective won't change unless you start moving forward. Okay, so that's the way we're going to finish this, because it's all about changing your perspective. I've given you three different ways to do it, but it's not going to happen unless you pick one of them and you start doing it. Just like he said, if you're in the woods, there's trees everywhere, you don't have a great perspective, you're not just going to suddenly get a great perspective by just standing there, expecting it to happen. You have to start walking. And then when you start walking and the trees clear a bit, okay, your perspective gets a bit better. And that's the point of his quote there. And like he said as well, the worst case scenario is that you realize you walked in the wrong direction. Okay, now you can choose to walk in a different direction. And that's so true as well. Like, once you start diving into this, you might find perspectives you don't like that don't help you. Okay, cool. And you'll keep going and find ones that do help you. And maybe you'll find the same as me from the tier that if you experience it, it helps you more. Listening to it second, reading it third, or yours might be different. So finish up there. Then what have we got? So if you want to start your mobility journey or jiu-jitsu, I'm back doing the live session. So I have a live mobility class on Saturday, 11:30 to 12:30. That's a Brazier Jiu-Jitsu in Inchicore. And then afterwards, I host a Jiu-Jitsu sparring session. So that's 12:45 to 2 p.m. So if you want to start a mobility journey, get over chronic pain and injury, return to sports that you love, or you want to get into Jiu-Jitsu, DM me. So on email, guydidn'tsettle@gmail.com, or else guydidn'tsettle on Instagram, you can DM me and we'll get that sorted. And then the Physical Freedom Program. So this is to overcome chronic pain and injury, reach your athletic potential. In terms of online, we got the membership option there. So that's the cheaper one, the self-guided with the group call. Still people sign up to that. So you'll see that link here. And then you've also one-to-one as well if you want to get quicker and better progress, obviously, with unlimited access. And to finish off, yeah, follow, rate the podcast. If you're getting value from this, that's all you have to do. That's the best way to support me. Get this out to more people. If it's on Spotify, do the rating, so you can do the rating in like two clicks. And if it's on YouTube, just like and subscribe, and that's the best way to help me out and to get this out to more people. Cool, so that's it. Don't settle, live true to yourself. We'll talk to you next.